Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Hope you'll be able to stay with us and enjoy the message. Hope you enjoyed the message with Pastor Lutz here talking about Mary and Joseph before us here. And also, I hope you'll stay tuned for Pastor Risnacko following us as well. And in the meanwhile, we're going to sandwich in here with a few things. We're going to be talking about the incarnation of Christ as well. Of course, Christmas time coming up, certainly on Wednesday. And we'll be talking more about some of these things on our Sunday night program at 11 o'clock Sunday evening. Of course, if you're not aware of it, we're on from 11 o'clock until midnight on every Sunday night, as well as being on here in the afternoon from 1:30 until 2 o'clock. And you can always find out more about us at online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can go to our Facebook page for facebook.com/livewithpastoral. That's facebook.com/livewithpastoral. And check us out there. And you can link from there to our YouTube page where we are broadcasting live on YouTube as well, our YouTube channel, Live with Pastor Al. And you can get there from either our Facebook page or our homepage, livewithpastoral.com. Well, I wanted to mention a couple of things here today before we get into the Bible, and we're going to open in a word of prayer, of course, as well, but we're going to touch on a couple things that are happening that really need to be aware of what's happening in our country here. So let's have a word of prayer, and we'll get into a couple of things, and then we'll get into the Bible, what the Bible has to say about the incarnation of Christ. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. Bless the program. Use it for your glory. Help us to point people that are searching to Christ. Help us to encourage believers in their walk with you. And again, we just pray that we could lift up and glorify Jesus Christ in all that we say and do. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Again, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. And if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can always give us a call as well, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And I certainly invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church. We meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. And before I get too far along here, just a reminder that we have our Friday night Bible study tonight at 7 o'clock, and then we have our morning service on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock when we get there, and we're looking at some prophecies regarding the nation of Israel at the moment. And then 11 o'clock is our morning Bible service, or a church service, and I'm currently preaching through the book of 1 Thessalonians on Sunday morning. And then Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, we have our Sunday evening service, and I'm currently preaching through the book of Proverbs there. And then I wanted to mention that coming up on Christmas Eve, that'd be Tuesday, December 24th, we're having a special Christmas Eve candlelight service, and we're going to have it there at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express where we meet in the meeting room there. It'll be 7 p.m. December 24th. If you're not doing anything, let me invite you to come out and join with us as we take a few minutes out of the hustle and bustle everybody gets caught up with Christmas time and everything going on. Let me invite you to come out and visit us, because we'll just spend some time singing some Christmas songs, and then we'll be reading the birth of Christ according to the scriptures. I'll also be reading that on our Sunday evening service, Sunday night radio program this coming Sunday night at 11 o'clock sometime during that time. And also, we'll be reading that there, and then we'll have some light refreshments afterwards. So let me encourage you to visit us at the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. And stay tuned. We've got some more information on that at the end of the program, and you can find all that information also just going to livewithpastoral.com. Well, a number of things that are going on, and we're going to touch on some things that we do have a caller calling in right now, so we'll go with our caller first things. And John, welcome to the program today.
Thank you, Pastor Al. I just have a real quick question for you.
Yes, sir.
I have a friend that I've been talking to about salvation, and I've tried to, he told me that he accepted the Lord back when he was younger, and I asked him, I said, tell me what that means. What does that mean? He said, well, that means I accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of my life, and that I'm going to go to heaven someday. I said, that's true, but I said, it's also a renewing of your mind. It's changing the way you think. It's changing the way you speak, the way you treat others. And that's the reason I started witnessing to him, because of the way he acts doesn't show salvation. I was wondering if there was any materials that you knew of that maybe I could give him as a Christmas present, that maybe him and I could go through together, that I could show him.
Well, I'm trying to think of something that you can get right away. Got me. There's a number of materials online, and there's a website. Let me see if I can find it here real quick. If I go to local Bible publishers, I think it is, they have some good materials. Let me take a quick look there. Local church Bible publishers, I think it is. Let me see if I can find that real quick here while we're talking. But one thing is, if you can get him involved, for instance, in a Bible study at a local church, it'd always be a good thing. And or even if you yourself wanted to enter into a Bible study with him, where you could encourage him to study and look, because, you know, we know that a new Christian is not going to be perfect as soon as they get saved. That's obviously the case. But if somebody is a new creature in Christ, and there's a new spirit within them, because the old spirit, remember, is lost without God. When we put our faith in Christ, you know, the new spirit begins to express itself, and as it begins to express itself, then we are going to begin changing the way we talk, the things that we do. Let me give you a story here, real quick, while I'm looking this up, and we had a gentleman one time, remember, at our church years ago. He was about 78, I think it was, when he got saved. And you know, he kind of colorful background, and one day he came to church and he said, you know, I don't want people to think I've been drinking, because, you know, I don't want you to smell alcohol on me. But he told a story. He said he was looking at his well-stocked bar that he had in the basement of his house, and nobody had said anything. We didn't even know he had a well-stocked bar in the basement of his house. And he said, you know, I was just looking at that, and I just thought, what do I need that for? And what it was the Holy Spirit of God was speaking to his spirit and challenging about this and saying, you don't need this stuff. And he said, I just spent the night just pouring this stuff down the drain. Hundreds of dollars of liquor he just poured down the drain. And, you know, that was a case where he did it because, you know, there was a change within, and the change within, you know, was the Holy Spirit working with his spirit, showing him that this stuff was not what a believer should be involved in and have. And so as a consequence, he began to change his life as a result of that. And he began to, you know, get rid of these things in his life that were causing him problems. So, as a consequence, you know, a new creature in Christ is going to begin to show it. Maybe not right away, but they will begin to show some different things. I was looking at this website, localchurchbiblepublishers.com, and just as an aside, if you're looking for a good King James Bible, let me recommend this. You can get a good Bible at a good price. They have a large selection there. And this is a ministry of the Parker Memorial Baptist Church in Lansing, Michigan. But they have a number of books also available that are there Just trying to see if they had one here that would be a good book that you could get as a study guide. I'm just trying to think through. I just can't think of anything off the top of my head. It wasn't really something that I was thinking of here. I guess I really don't have time to look at all the books in general, but let me give you a start right there. Go through some of them and pray and look at some of the books that are available there. And perhaps you can get a book there that you could maybe sit down with him and maybe share with him where it'll talk about your walk with Christ. There's always an old book that's a good one. I think the guy's name is Sheldon that wrote it. I want to say Sidney Sheldon or something, but it's now I'm going to draw a blank on the name. But basically, remember the What Would Jesus Do movement that came out?
Yeah.
It was kind of based on this book because in this book, they were asked what, you know, to consider everything that they do, what Jesus would do about it. And that was a good book in the sense that, you know, that showed these people various walks of life making a decision as in regards to how they should act, how they should do, conduct their business, things that they ought to do, and they asked, what would Jesus do in all these things? And there's some other resources there at local Bible churchbiblepublishers.com. Sorry I can't give you, right off the top of my head, a book. I know I have on our website, I should have thought of this as well, a series of books that I have there on our website, livewithpastoral.com. I have some books there that I recommend. Let me just drop down through that one there. It's on a variety of topics there, but there are some books out there that they will help people understand what salvation is and how to live the Christian life. Unfortunately, the one I'm thinking of, I'm drawing a blank on the name of it here. Praying Effectively for the Lost is a good book by Lee Thomas. And I've got the information on there where you can order it. You can get it for free. And it encourages praying for people. But while it's doing that, it talks a lot about living the Christian life. And that would certainly be something that would be interesting and helpful. And he's got another booklet that you can find on Victorious Christian Living, which also would be a helpful booklet as well. You can just, if you Google Praying Effectively for the Lost, Lee Thomas, and you'll find his other book on Victorious Christian Living. And that's the ones I can think of right off the top of my head right now.
Okay. Yeah, this is a very touchy situation for me because this guy is very easily offended. I don't want to come across as being judgmental towards him, and at the same time, help him to understand that the way he's walking and the way he's talking, he's not exhibiting. So every time he says a cuss word or tells a dirty joke, he's ruining his testimony and he has to witness to those people that. So I'm just trying to figure out how to work this out. I thought maybe if I got, like you said, a good Bible study type book that I could maybe work with him if he'd be willing to do that with me. So,
right.
All right, Pastor, I appreciate your help, and I've got those books written down.
Yeah, let me give you here's that name again. The Living the Exceeding Victorious Life by Lee Thomas. That's the one I'm looking for. Living the Exceeding Victorious Life. And that one might be something that would help as well growing as a Christian.
Okay. So,
and he's got a couple of them. All right. I wish I could have had another book or something right on top of my head, but appreciate that. Thanks.
You were bigger and you're more help than you know. So.
All right. Well, and pray for him. That's always the big thing right there, too. So.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate that, John. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
And again, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. Just a reminder there that we do need to pray for each other and pray for new Christians, because a lot of times it takes time. You know, we build, especially people who get saved later in life, we spend a lifetime accumulating bad habits, and it just takes time for the Holy Spirit some in some cases to work through those and just to gradually over time work with somebody and bring them under conviction. I knew somebody that one time he was smoking like a chimney and he was saved and nobody knew how to approach him about it. And one day he just felt like God was saying, "What are you doing this for?" And he just put the cigarettes down and that was it. And so there's a lot of things like that that happen. And of course, you know, being involved in a good church is one of the main things that's going to help. You know, the Bible talks about how we ought to be not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. We read in Hebrews chapter 10 where he says that let me go to verse number 23 where he says, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching." And this idea of believers coming together, and we come together church services, Bible studies, come together for fellowship, and we exhort one another. We provoke one another unto good works, and that is one of the biggest ways we can help another believer, a new believer, grow in Christ. So if you know somebody's a new believer, pray for them and do the best you can to be there for them, to help them answer questions and to provoke them unto good works and exhort them so they'll do the right thing. Well, you're listening, as I said, to Live with Pastor Al. I wanted to mention a couple things here real quick, and we're going to get into something on the miracle of the incarnation as well. But I did want to mention something because this is in the news right now. And, of course, all the headlines after Wednesday night, President Trump, third president in history to be impeached. And some people think that he's impeached, which means he's out of office now and all kinds of things. You had some people from the Washington Post posting pictures saying, "Merry impeachmas," and all kinds of nonsense like that. But here's a question. Think about this for a moment. If President Trump, let me back up here a second. Is he really impeached? And, you know, if the House votes for impeachment but never sends it to the Senate, is it really an impeachment? And the reason I bring this up is a number of constitutional scholars, including some who are decidedly not friends of Trump, Democrats, people who don't like him at all, have pointed out that according to the Constitution, impeachment is a process, not a vote. They voted Wednesday night and approved two articles of impeachment, but according to the Constitution, the understanding is if the House does not communicate its impeachment to the Senate, it hasn't actually impeached the president. And if they do not do this, then President Trump can legitimately say he's not been impeached. And the reason for this is impeachment under the Constitution is a process. And so what we had was the House voting to impeach future tense President Trump, but he's not going to be impeached past tense until the articles of impeachment are transmitted to the Senate and the House members deliver the message. And I was very curious after the impeachment vote, on the articles of impeachment, that basically they had a thing saying they were going to hold them up, and then Nancy Pelosi came out and said, "We're just going to go on break, and we're going to hold them up until we come back from break, and until I'm confident in how the Senate's going to handle them." Well, she has no say in what happens to the Senate. If she does not transmit the articles of impeachment to the Senate, and report them to the Senate, there, deliver the message to the Senate, then he's not really been impeached. We're in the process, but Nancy Pelosi has essentially halted the process. So this is something that's going to be interesting to see how it develops. So stay tuned for that and pay attention to what's happening. Pray for our country. Pray for our president. We're in unprecedented waters here with the Speaker of the House's just the blatant disregard for her constitutional responsibility and the way she should be conducting the business of the House when it comes to something as serious as the impeachment of a president. Well, with that, I wanted to go on here. We'll jump over to something else here, a little more in tune with what's happening with Christmas coming up. I only got about 5 minutes with a caller at the beginning and everything here, but wanted to mention when we talk about the incarnation of Christ, and we look at what happened in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, the Bible says, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory." Looked at this a little bit last week, and I want to touch on this a little bit more today in just a few minutes that I have left. This is something that's important because when we recognize the mystery of godliness, that God was manifest in the flesh, there's a couple other things that are said here. Justified in the Spirit. It's the Spirit of God that bore witness that Jesus Christ was the Christ child. It's the Spirit of God that bore witness to Mary and Joseph that this was of God. It's the Spirit of God that bore witness to Elizabeth and even to the unborn child that she carried, John the Baptist. Remember when Mary came to Elizabeth's house, the babe, when she greeted Elizabeth, Elizabeth said that the babe leaped for joy in her womb. And so justified in the Spirit of God has justified that Jesus Christ, born of Mary, is the Savior, the Christ child, the Messiah that they were waiting for. And he was certainly seen of angels because the angels bore witness to his birth. In fact, if you remember, the angels even appeared to the shepherds that were near Bethlehem, and they appeared to them, and they bore witness that the Christ child was born in Bethlehem, and the sign that he would be wrapped in swaddling clothes. They were to go there and to see him laying in the manger, and so he was seen of angels. The angels saw him and said that he was there. And this is a mystery that people didn't understand how this could happen. But he was Christ, who was born of the Virgin Mary, manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, the Bible says, and then seen of angels. And then, of course, we know that he's preached unto the Gentiles. And this was another part of the mystery here too, because many of the Jewish people thought initially that the gospel and the Messiah was only for the Jews. And God had to reassure them that it was indeed for the Gentiles, a people that they knew not. And there's Old Testament prophecies, and we don't have time to get into it right now, but many prophecies predicting that and prophesying that the gospel message would be sent onto the Gentiles as well as to the Jews. And we saw that in the book of Acts when Peter was called to go to the household of Cornelius, a Gentile, and God had to give him a vision three times to get his attention, to let him know that it was of him to go there. And then he poured out his Spirit on them as they put their faith in Christ and received him as their Savior, and they began to speak in tongues as the disciples did on the day of Pentecost. And then when the elders in Jerusalem heard about it, they were a little concerned at what Peter had done. And when he told them, well, hey, the Spirit came on them just like he did on us in the beginning, then they accepted it. And so he was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, and the Bible says believed on in the world. And we've gone forth with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we've proclaimed that that babe that was born and laid in a manger went on to live a perfect, holy life without sin, and then went to the cross where he willingly sacrificed himself and shed his blood to pay for our sins. And then, of course, that message communicated throughout the world, And the Bible says he was received up into glory. Remember what happened as the disciples stood watching him there on the Mount of Olives, and a cloud came and received him out of their sight. And the angel said, "What are you doing standing around? He's coming back the same way. You got work to do. Go out and continue to proclaim the word of God." The greatest gift that was ever given, the gift of salvation through the gift of Christ, God's own Son. Have you accepted Christ as your Savior? Hope you'll do that this Christmas if you haven't. Thanks for listening. Merry Christmas and God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight, and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.